a wonderful prayer by the Kumaras in a literature called Sanaka Samhita. These are five prayers, very powerful prayers. I read in the Art of Chanting Hare Krishna that these five prayers should form the attitude of a devotee during chanting, he says. And he says that if anyone with full absorption adopts this attitude, then the quality of one's utterance of the holy name will drastically improve to a very great degree. And each of these five principles, it's highlighting one point which is very vital for a devotee who very fervently seeks the shelter of the Lord. The first prayer he says, O Radha and Krishna, please pick me up from the ocean of birth and death and free me from all sorts of fears that one comes across in this material world. So this first prayer talks about the most dangerous material world. And Krishna is called as a Bhava Bhayahari. Bhava Bhayahari means one who alleviates the fear of material existence by offering the shade of his lotus feet. Or Krishna is called as a Abhaya Charan. Abhaya Charan, when you say one who has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is Abhaya Pradhan, one who makes one become free from all sorts of fears in this world. We have fear of suffering in this world, then we have fear of sins, then we have fear of cycle of birth and death, and then we have fear of being separated from Krishna. So all these fears will be completely vanquished by taking shelter of Krishna. So as Krishna himself says, Teshamaham Samuddharta Mrityu Samsara Sagara. So this is the first principle. A devotee should pray that this world is a ocean of samsara, birth and death. Like he says, Kripaya Tapapada Pankaja, it's the Suri Sarasham, which is the later part, but the first part he says, Patitam Maam Vishame Bhavambudav. Fallen into this ocean of death. One should keep reminding oneself of this fact that we have fallen into a ocean of birth and death, which is repeating millions of times. So he is seeking the Lord's help for uplifting himself from this ocean of samsara. Then the second prayer, he says, O Radha and Krishna, whatever I possess in my life now and whatever I am likely to possess in all the millions of lifetimes to come, all of them I submit to you today. He says, this is handing over our proprietorship to Krishna and not accepting any type of proprietorship in the material world. And actually proprietorship is the foundation of material life, because from proprietorship comes controllership and enjoyership. So if you don't own only proprietorship, then we can very easily slacken our connection to the material world and very easily go back to Krishna. That's why he is not only saying whatever I possess now, whatever I am likely to possess in the future lives also, I hand it all over to you. So naturally then Krishna will be forced to take charge of our life, because if you hand over all proprietorship, what else can he do? So that's why he is handing over proprietorship. Thirdly, he is saying, O Radha and Krishna, I have abandoned all my spiritual duties and I have become an abode of all offenses. And I am wandering in this world like a shelterless dog. Please offer me shelter at your lotus feet. So, who is a shelterless dog? A person who abandons his spiritual duties in the human form of life. And why he is wandering? Because he is hankering after material enjoyment. That is why he is called as a shelterless dog. I am wandering in this world after abandoning my spiritual duties like a shelterless dog. There are so many duties to be done. I have to study the scriptures. I have to chant the holy names. I have to purify my heart. And there is so much homework to be done. But I am so foolish, I am wandering here and there, seeking sense gratification in this world. And he is also saying, I am abode of all offences. On one hand, I am failing to fulfill my duties. On the other hand, I am very enthusiastic to commit offences. How unfortunate it is. And because of this, I have become shelterless. Because, you know, even though we may be sinful, Krishna doesn't mind offering a shelter. But when we commit offences, what to speak of Krishna? Even Radharani doesn't give shelter. Nobody gives shelter. So we become shelterless. That's why he is saying, I am an abode of all offences. But although I know that you will not give me shelter, still I am begging you for your shelter. Please give me your shelter. So this is the third prayer, which is shelter principle. The fourth prayer is saying, O Radha and Krishna, he's saying, O Master of Radha and O Beloved of Krishna, he's saying. Master of Radha is Krishna and Beloved of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Please accept my body, my mind, my words at your lotus feet today. See, earlier he offered all the things that he owns. Now he is offering one's own body, mind, and words also. That all these three, kaya, vacha, manasa, this is actually sannyas. Sannyas means you take the danda. In the danda you have three sticks representing kaya, vacha, manasa. And there is another small stick which represents the jiva in the top. So he is completely offering his body, mind, words. I don't want to use it for any other purpose. All this belong to you. You please use this. So this is complete ownership of oneself also. And the last prayer, he says, O Radha and Krishna, please engage me. O Radha and Krishna, you are my life and soul. Please engage me in the service of your lotus feet. This is a prayer for service. Ultimate, there is nothing more to be achieved in the whole creation, either in the material or spiritual world, more glorious than service at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. So the first prayer talks about elevation from samsara. Second prayer talks about, you know, proprietorship of all that we possess we are offering to Krishna. Third prayer talks about shelter, begging for shelter at their lotus feet. And the fourth prayer talks about ownership of our own body, mind and words and everything, so that we have no independence. Practically this means we are begging the Lordship to accept even our free will. We're completely offering our free will also. And the last one is a prayer for service. Please give me service at your lotus feet. That's the prayer. So these five prayers, our mind should become imbued in thought and in the thinking process with these prayers and all through the day. But he says even during chanting, one should absorb one's mind in these five prayers, he says, if one wants to improve the quality of one's chanting. And he says these five prayers are the potency and blessings of the Sanat Kumara's prayers. So by uttering these prayers, by understanding the meaning and contemplating on the meaning and expanding upon the meaning of this based on the scriptures, one will develop a right attitude in approaching the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord who are just like desert trees who are ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.